into this house today for a purpose. Do you believe that?
Amen.
This is not by accident that any of us are here today. Amen? So we're just blessed. It's beautiful outside. In fact, it's so brilliant. If somebody's out there in the cafe, would you please shut those doors for us? I'd appreciate that. Just a little bit bright in my old eyes. But anyway, you know, I say this scripture often, but I want to say it again. The Word of God says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go, where? To the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. So I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord. We are blessed in so many ways. But indeed, we are a people with needs. I know just some people, even here this morning, just recently, we have some very specific needs, of family needs, of health needs, and God is able to meet those needs. Amen?
Amen.
Paul says, the Lord told me, my grace is sufficient in you, for you, because my power is perfected in your weakness. And it's like, okay, Lord, I got a lot of weaknesses, so it's going to have to be your power. Amen? So, all right, did you come today to worship and praise God?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that was pretty good. I'm going to say it one more time. All I can hear is the tech loft, because they're really good at that. Did you come to worship and praise God today?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. All right, would you please stand? God, thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in your house today, Father, and more importantly, to be in your presence. God, I thank you for every person that's in this house today. God, I pray right now, Father, for specific needs that are here today that you will minister to them. I pray to God for the physical needs of individuals and families, family members of those that are represented here, some that are in the hospital from a tragic crash. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name, God, that you would just show your grace, your glory to those, Father, in need. You are the giver of all good gifts. So, Father, we're asking you to show mercy and your power and your authority on this planet. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. All God's people said.
Amen.
Are you ready to make the mountains tremble?
Amen.
Well, let's do that. Come on.
There's a theme this morning in some of the songs we're singing, and it's about his hope. How many of you might, you don't need to raise your hand, but you might need some hope this morning. And I was telling the team this morning when I was rehearsing this song at home and thinking about these words, and the one line said, songs that bring your hope, songs that bring your joy. I think that I've always thought about that. It brings you hope and it brings you joy, but it's his hope, your joy, and your hope. It's his joy in our lives, and it's his hope that we can hang on to do all of what we have to do in our lives. So if this is speaking to you this morning, I just pray that you just allow God to minister you this morning. And don't look around you. Just look to him this morning. Worship like you've never worshiped before. Amen?
And we can see that, God, you're moving. A mighty river through the nations, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. The doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope, songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. And we can see that, God, you're moving a mighty river through the nation. And young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates.
If that didn't get you motivated, this one will. Amen. Is he faithful?
Amen.
Paul says, even when we're faithless, he is faithful. Amen. In fact, I recall a good friend of ours, Kenny Hill, stood on this stage about a year ago. And he even said, you know, I'm not a man of faith, but when God touched my body, that cancer, and was able to reverse the effects of that, he said, and I was able to live a normal life. He says, that's the power of God. That's when he is faithful. And I'll tell you what, so many times we all fall short, right? My Bible says we have all fallen short of the glory of God. Amen? But I'll tell you what, he is faithful. So we are going to sing it today. This is a victory song because Jesus is victorious. Amen? He is faithful. Come on, now we're going to sing this. It's going to be singing loud.
Everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning. And nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you.
we built up inside. Our earthly crowns and all our desires we lay at your feet. Let hope this morning, God. We praise you this morning with everything that we have. We're going to shout for your glory, God.
Yeah. I just feel like this morning God is calling us. He's calling us really to get serious about giving Him our everything. You know, there wasn't one thing that He held back when He went to the cross. Not one thing. And everything that was inside of Him as a human being was challenged to the very core, because He was sweating droplets of blood, if you remember. And He said, let this cup pass from Me if it is possible. But yet the spiritual side, the Spirit, kicked in and said, yet not My will be done, but Yours. God is calling His bride into holiness right now. He is not calling us to go into a place of fear. He is not calling us to go into a place of depression or hiding. He is calling us to be bold. He is calling us to totally surrender to Him, to totally surrender to His Word. It's time for the body of Christ to be serious about following Jesus Christ. For too long, and I have to say, I read this quote, but I loved it. For too long, we have taught people to like Christ, but we have not taught them to be Christ-like. We have taught people to like Christ, but we have not taught them, or maybe even modeled, being Christ-like. How many of you know when Jesus walked the earth, that signs, wonders, and miracles followed Him wherever they go? And you know what? That's what He said about His followers. That these signs will follow those who believe. You will cast out demons in My name. You will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. You will pray in new tongues. Jesus did not die and go to heaven to leave us powerless and orphaned. Come on. The Holy Spirit took me to the account when Paul was ministering at the island of Malta. And they were shipwrecked. And it was when he was gathering a bundle of wood, he was gathering sticks. And if you remember, an asp reached out and bit him on the hand. And it actually attached itself to his hand and wrapped it around his arm. And the native said, surely justice has come upon him. Because he should have died in the sea. How many of you know that there was a pagan goddess on that island named Justice? How many of you know that God's word, because here's what he said prior to that. He said, none of you will perish. The ship might go down, but God told him that none of you will perish. You need to grab a hold of that this morning. None of you will perish. And you need to grab a hold of that. And you need to declare and decree over your life that there is no ask, there is no injustice that's going to come upon you that the word of God isn't able to overcome. Come on. It's time for the body of Christ to get excited. Have you ever heard me say that before? There is no reason to come into this house solemn. There is no reason to come into this house and not be excited about the Word of God and about the Holy Ghost. This is the time to be on our knees. This is the time to be in the presence of God and go after with everything we have to be endowed with the Holy Ghost power from on high. How many of you know there's an outpouring that's coming? How many of you know there's an awakening that's upon us? How many of you know that all this injustice that's happening in this nation right now is smoke and mirrors? Yes, I am not saying nothing isn't real. Come on, stay with me. But we are called to open our mouth. We are called to walk the streets, go to work, be in the prayer closet, go out with power, proclaim the word of God, lay your hands on the sick. And quite frankly, I don't care about social distancing. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Don't hear that the sickness isn't real, because it is. What I'm telling you is not to fear it. Don't fear it. Can I tell you, Paul was called to go to the island of Malta. He was called to go there to minister to them. Probably was the goddess of justice that sent the snake to bite him on the hand. But guess what? justice from heaven totally rules and reigns over any injustice or fake pagan god of justice ever. We need to learn to declare and decree over our lives the truth of God's word and walk boldly filled with the Holy Spirit. And can I tell you, if you don't have that, then go after it. You are responsible to go after it yourself. It is not our responsibility. It's not our responsibility to grow you. You are responsible for your own growth. You are responsible to seek out what God is putting in your heart. And you are responsible to go after it. You are responsible to get in your prayer closet. And if you're afraid, get in the prayer closet. If you're sick, get in the prayer closet. Until you encounter the Father's heart. Your anointing comes from the secret place. One of the greatest moves of God is about to come. And the enemy is trying to distract and discourage. And the real spirit of justice is coming upon the earth. And that's Jesus Christ. And I pray it often, the seven fires of God. The seven fires of God is the presence of Jesus Christ himself. And can I tell you, this nation is under God. Regardless of what illegitimate thing is proclaiming injustice and taking a position that is not theirs, that those that are not rising up with a backbone to uphold the Constitution of the United States, because that's what we live under. And God, I pray that states do take their sovereignty, just like South Dakota, that they don't recognize anything that's passed that's not of the Constitution and does not fall within its laws. Hell can bring whatever it wants against the people of God, but I got the word of God on this. If you open your Bibles to Isaiah 55, it said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth," come on, "the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God, I pray that your Holy Ghost come upon us today, Lord. I pray a spirit of fire and holiness come upon every person in this house today. God, I come against depression in Jesus Christ's name. I come against fear. And these are the prayers that you should be lifting up. I come against shame. I come against not enough. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I rebuke it. I renounce it in Christ's name. And I give it an eviction notice today. These are the prayers that should be coming out of our mouth for ourselves, for our families, for the nation, for leaders, for pastors, for churches. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy, God, on the church. Have mercy, God, on this nation. Lord, you are a powerful God. You are an awesome God. And I will walk by faith, not by sight. How about you? I will walk by faith and not by sight. Can you say that? I will walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, I ask your presence to come, God, and anoint the word of God that comes forth today. I bind every spirit that has come against this house to steal the word, to steal the hearts of men and women, to make them grow faint when that's not their identity. You have called them to be powerful. You have called them to be anointed. You have called them to hear the voice of God. You have called them to heal the sick. Lord, we're asking for a Holy Ghost revival in this house. And we won't stop until we get it. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I'm content with where God has me, but I'm not satisfied to stay here. Nobody should be satisfied to stay where they're at. God, I pray for hunger to fall upon this house like lightning. God, I pray that you roast out complacency. God, I pray that you clean up our homes of the garbage that's coming in through our TV sets. Pornography and nudity. And yes, profanity. Jesus isn't coming back for a dirty bride. Do you hear that, church? He's not coming back for half in and half out. Lord, have your way in our hearts. First, God, I pray that desire rise up within them to lay a hold of every good thing that you have for us. God, we love you. We praise your holy name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated.